Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load. The Rise Guys Mail Sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out. The Rise Guys Mail Sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear, and we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys Mail Sack.
That big old sack, tickle it.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. I was just thinking of all the famous sexual harassers I've met in person over the years, you know, talking about Practical Jokers, and then
I don't count. So.
Fat Boy doesn't count.
Nope.
Those were dismissed, and then oh, the guy's like, "What am I doing? I'm not gonna."
Oh, hang on now.
I said it was a guy.
When you met the Practical Jokers,
yeah.
Did you have anybody with you that was of the opposite persuasion?
Yeah.
Oh, that might have been awkward. Knowing what we know now.
Yeah, but it wasn't from him.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's like a challenge to, you know, see if you can take somebody else's...
I guess so. That's crazy. I felt the complete opposite. Like, I don't want to... I want them all to be virgins.
Yeah. That was the song, right? I wish they all could be virgins.
That's kind of creepy, you know?
Subject line, deeply disappointed in your show's language.
Is that for Mark? Sorry.
Well, this isn't for everyone. Dear Mattman and Fatboy.
As
a longtime listener of your show, I never thought I'd have to write an email like this, but after Friday's episode, I can no longer stay silent. The phrase, stupid bitch, has been thrown around lately ever so casually, and I was shocked to hear Paige say it to begin with. But what really got me was Mattman doubling down, saying on Friday's show, quote, "I love how we've softened the word bitch." Well, you, sir, have not softened it. You just dragged women back 50 years. I'm not sure if you realize this, but for many women like me, she don't mean like a little person, does she? No, she meant many.
No,
like she misspelled that. For many women like me, bitch is a slur. It's been used to degrade, dismiss, and silence us for generations. And before you roll your eyes or a fat boy cracks a joke about cancel culture, ask yourself this. Mattman, would you be okay with someone calling your daughter that word? Because that's what made this even worse. You're a dad. You should know better. Frankly, I expected more from you, and shame on Paige for saying it. Shame on you for excusing it, and shame for Fatboy not dumping out on it. You are better than this. At least I thought you were. Disappointed. Viv, a former listener, .. or at least considering it.
God.
Sorry, Viv.
Look, that's the...
You see, Paige is apologizing. You didn't even want to say it. She thinks you're 80 Bryant.
You stupid bitch.
That's not Paige.
No.
It is not Paige.
It was Paige live at a invocation for. Look,
she was at a Make-A-Wish.
That's a double standard that doesn't apply. Of course you wouldn't want somebody to talk to your daughter like that, but that doesn't mean you don't want to use it to somebody else.
Right, yeah. And when somebody calls a man a dickhead, I don't feel as though it's a slur. They're degrading them or sending them back.
No. And I feel bad that one of my favorite songs is from Meredith Brooks, and it is.
And there was a woman who wrote that and sung it.
I love
that
song.
She was proud of it. Proud of it.
Well, I don't want you to call me a slur. I don't mind calling somebody else one.
Right. Yes.
You know, like it's just.
It's also.
Don't work.
I mean, what I said, it's one of those words that, you know, it's depending on your audience, you know, who's in the room with you or whatever. Like, that's a. It's probably a coarse word, but when it's used in a soft way like that, I think it kind of. You know, you're all, certainly open to your opinion.
How would this not put you in a good mood?
You stupid bitch.
That's the way she gets into it. I say it to people all the time now.
I say it to more dudes, I think,
yeah,
than I do
yeah.
women. But yet I call more women dickheads. So there's no really
see, like, that's that's less biting that way. You know, it just seems like equal out more.
Yeah. I've called more guys the C word.
Oh, really? Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I've called
like, I don't use that one. Now, Paige will use that one if she needs to.
Yeah, she uses it not in a slur way.
I don't. No. I don't do that. That was my husband who called somebody that he knew a C word all the time, and it was cringe for me.
Yeah,
I don't like. Yeah, I think it's. I don't like calling women bitches, but I don't mind calling them other names, like, you know, like you were saying.
Yeah,
DH, dumbass, stupid dumbass. H.
And I did.
Yes, sir.
I did date an Englishman once, and the English.
Yeah.
Use that freely.
They talk about everything's bloody too.
Yeah.
Oh, Paige, yield. You want to go on a bloody date? Yo, blank C word? I can't. I don't know which British accent I want to go into.
I can't have sex with you unless I have a fag to smoke after we have sex.
That's what they call the cigarettes.
That's what they call
Stop
cigarettes.
Putting your fag in your pockets.
Yep, a whole pack of cigarettes.
In your pockets.
So I'm sorry that, first off, you got to get your story straight because Paige didn't say it. It was a clip off of whose roast was it?
It was at an award show. Oh, she was just trying to roast people.
She was trying to roast people.
Funny.
I think we dragged women back 50 years by saying that. Wow.
I mean, sure we will with something else, but not by that. Plus, I mean, come on. I'm not going to stop. I don't apologize.
Also, I don't like the way, like, I mean, you know about my kid because I talk about her on the show, but I don't like you putting it in that context. And maybe that's why that was said, but like that's not fair at all. And I've probably called my daughter a bitch before if I'm thinking about it. Probably.
It doesn't
hold. She's probably thought it about me.
It's not a double standard that holds up.
She's probably wrote it in her journal.
Dad, you're being a bitch.
My dad's a bitch, chapter one.
Who would say, yes, I would love you to call my kid that if it means I get to use it without consequence.
Of course.
My dad definitely was a bitch. He was, he, you know, made us get up and do things.
Viv.
Like, play that.
That's a little loose-ended, Paige.
That sounded worse.
He was a gunnery sergeant. He would just start barking orders, and we're just
like, call you a maggot.
Every morning. He just shut up. Go to work.
Yeah. That's what the signs on the
How
door
How tall are you now, Art? I didn't know they stacked it that high.
Exactly.
Your rooms are maggot one and maggot two.
It is so bad.
Well... I'm sorry that you, I'm sorry you don't like that, Viv.
We'll
I know,
better.
I wish we could, you know, if we were going to burn bridges with her, I wish we could do it on a more of a explicit example.
You need worse words than the B word.
You're not going to listen to us over that one. At least let us give you a good one out on the way out.
But that's the one, like.
Mother blanker.
The old adage, you go see a stand-up comic, he can make all those jokes about diseases except the one that killed your grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're like,
not
man, you
funny.
Went too far, Cat
not
Williams.
Funny.
Well, could
funny.
You imagine going to a comedy show now?
No.
You got to sit there for an hour. Yeah. You can't get up for anything.
Well, not just that, though. Like, I don't want them to, like, test me, like, say a really bad a joke that's not, like, publicly correct or politically correct, and I'm the only person that laughs. Oh, you laughed at that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We got the weirdo in the front row. Yeah.
And a laugh's a laugh. You can't.
He's going to laugh at
it's
that.
Involuntary. It's either funny or it's not.
Yeah. Do I have time to do another one?
Yes, do it.
Okay, I'm going to do it. Let me go back to look at Dear Rise Guys, the girl who doesn't take off her bra during sex, that is very weird. guys should break up with her. I mean, if she's hiding that from him, there's no telling what else he doesn't know about her. Plus, it's just plain weird. If I'm getting down with my old lady,
oh jeez,
you better damn believe we're both going to be butt-ass naked as hell. You know, first off, that's... You're over. You, if we're gonna say sus inside a suspect, you don't need to see butt ass naked as hell.
That's kind of redundant.
Now I know what level of nudity we're talking about.
Butt ass naked as hell.
In your creepy voice, answer me this: what is the difference between naked and butt ass? I want to know, fat boy.
Oh my god, I don't even know how to
make your clothes disappear. Yeah. All your inhibitions.
I'll make you naked. How's that sound?
I use a roofie. I just gave away the trick.
See those meat flaps right now?
Would you like your making a joke about your daughter getting roofied?
Yeah, no. There goes the old girl again.
That's just how it goes in my house. He needs to tell his girl to quit being weird about it. I mean, hell, we can find issues with everyone when we're naked, but that's not how we think. By the time it gets to that point, nobody's judging anybody. That comes from P1 Moose Knuckle Sandwich. And knuckle spelled with no K, I will point out.
What?
Moose Knuckle. That it's not knuckle the way you're supposed to spell it.
That did spawn a conversation with me and the girlfriends. That whole thing about the covering.
Moose knuckles?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you did.
The bra thing during sex.
Yeah.
Because I found out that people that have had augmentation or implants or something, sometimes they're not too happy about their scar.
Or they got football nipples.
And sometimes you need to have...
Or they're at the end of a football.
Sometimes you need to have surgery again on your breastuses.
Right.
So it happens, and maybe she just...
But what if you were getting down with a dude and you were getting coitus, and he just had his zipper open, though. Pants still on.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Like, you don't get to see anything but the hammer.
I don't even like, and this is, it's a little complex here. I don't even like, and Looper, I pre-apologize. I don't even like pulling it to the side.
No, that seems a little extra.
That's
like the panties?
That seems aggressive.
What else would I be talking about?
I don't know.
It seems like you're not fully committed to wanting to do it.
Yeah, it's like, I had to talk you into it. Now I got to do this.
That sounds like you're outside and it just happens.
That's worse.
Yeah, but it's easy for women to pop off the undies.
I love hearing Looper say it.
Maybe you don't want to get completely naked. Maybe you're wearing a skirt and you just kind of like, never mind.
But don't you feel like, as the woman, don't you feel cheated if a guy's just, you know, he just undoes the zipper? And that's all you get. It's like, you don't get all the, like, everything.
I don't know.
That was weird.
Sneeze?
Yeah, I lost control of my body.
I have had sex with someone that I didn't take. I guess he just unzipped his pants and, he didn't have to take them all off.
Oh, wow.
Well, the difference is, I don't know if he's seen those, like hers before, in any other context, or she's always hidden them.
I mean, if it's something as, you know, like a augment or a mastectomy or something, I mean, I certainly feel bad. But here's the thing, he had been with her for a while, and things like that need to come up.
Yeah.
Not in a mean way, or you owe me some kind of, but like, you can't just pop that on somebody.
No.
I mean, you got to come up with a way to say, and I mean, damn them if they leave because of it, obviously, but.
Like Paige's situation with the guy in the zipper. Okay, say, like, but like when.
Is this part of a movie you're in?
When things are happening, you know, you're like, you know, there's going to be contact. But you're having contact with the pants.
Oh, the zipper.
That have been out in the world all day.
Okay, so I'll give you the scenario. Say we're in the kitchen and I'm doing the dishes and we're just kissing.
I don't like this movie.
she's licking them clean.
That's what happened.
I want to come up from behind you.
That's the best.
We'll take these pants off.
Just spontaneous in the house. Crazy.
Well, if you're at home, especially get butt ass naked.
Doesn't have to get naked. We just kind of like, you know, it happens.
Or let's say she's laying on the couch, taking a nap, snoring real hard.
Oh, you've been to my house.
And then you sneak up on her.
Like, that's, you know, that's hot too, right? Where only one of you is awake.
Uh-huh. What?
But you're already in a relationship, though.
I mean, it don't matter at that point.
I'm married. And, you know.
Like, the other day when you fell asleep in here, we could have had our way with you, but we didn't.
Yeah.
Could have.
But you didn't.
I was going to walk on your back.
Feeling good.
She tried to give me the cracker back, so I ain't falling for that backstage pass trick
again. I know. She would always fart on listeners.
No, I never did. Never did.
That's why we had to cancel it. They stopped coming.
That's why.
Because of me farting?
Yeah. Like the back cracking trick. You'd always get
it. I don't think that was me.
Well, you cracked my back for
need
me.
Need to rewrite history.
Plus, they were tired of you cup checking them. I'm just going off the survey, the feedback survey.
Definitely not me.
She would always get off my Johnson with them and stuff, punch them in the arm.
She'd melee the nuts.
I did.
She played buttermilk with kids.
What? I forgot about that one.
They said a B word and they don't say buttermilk. You punch them.
Punch them. Okay.
Bring back some old school games now.
All right. When we come
I'm
back.
Terrible, I guess.
I have what? What do you? What
He's
do,
looking
what,
for a list.
No, what do you mean, though? What you're terrible about?
A punching
what?
People.
Oh.
That's terrible.
I was just making a joke. All right, when we come back, we're going to read an email from Lon, not Lonnie.
You stupid bitch.
That was accidental.
Sorry.
That was for, God, what was her name?
Viv.
Oh, Viv. Don't leave Viv.
Don't. That was purely accident.
Because Viv, if you go to work or wherever and say, hey, do you listen to the Rise Guys? No, I don't listen to them anymore. Oh, why, Viv? Because they use the word bitch.
Oh, can we interact? Can we reenact it real quick? Okay. Let's say that you're Viv, and then I'm like, okay, you come to work. Hey, Viv, did you listen to the show today, the Rise Guys?
No, I'm thinking about not listening to them anymore.
You stupid bitch.
How dare you? We're not friends anymore. You just set me back 50 years.
That one was on purpose.
It's 1975, according to you, sir.
Sir.
All right, when we come back, we'll read the email from Lon, not Lonnie. And who's got some heat? Nobody. I mean, we've covered the heat already.
Did you say Lon?
Lon, not Lonnie. L-O-N. Oh, wow. Yeah, the name's always intriguing. We'll get to that next. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Walk like an Egyptian. Bang.
Hey, ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, meat dinner.
It's all coming back to me now.
I love this song.
This is where I'm at on my rewatch of Eastbound and Down. Finished up season 3.
What was this used in? I mean, what was the con context.
It's where he and Shane Dogg are doing a bunch of cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And while he's dancing, he's dying behind his back. Then his twin brother shows up, spoiler alert. Fun show. Half-hour episodes.
Wow-wee, man. This chick is still gorgeous.
She's so pretty.
What do you think? How old do you think she is? Seriously.
Susanna?
Yeah.
Hoff? I think I know this, actually.
If you
65?
Nope. Paige?
61.
Older. 66? I knew I was close.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It looks great, man. Mm-hmm. Belinda Carlisle, too, still looks great. She was fine in Playboy.
Like the,
I heard. I got Playgirls.
Hey, shouldn't Susanna Hoffs write a book? Like, hey, this is how you do it?
What do you mean? Shouldn't she write a book on how to stay young?
How to stay looking young for 40 years.
That's, you know, why not?
I mean, maybe she's had work done. It doesn't look like it, though.
Shouldn't Paige write a book called How to Look at Somebody Without Really Answering?
How to Win the Stare Game.
I was wondering what kind of nutrition. That's what I was going to say. Are you talking about looks or nutrition?
Yeah, all of that, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I was thinking before I said that.
Like her legs are even like...
I don't know if she still sings, but looks great.
Yeah. All right. Back to the sack we shall go.
I like good looking people. You know.
You're so creepy.
Dear Saviors of Morning Radio, to the dude who wants a female roommate, bro, just tell your roommate you don't want to live with him. Be a damn man about it. Obviously, you don't like the dude anymore, and you want to use another woman to get that guy in trouble with his. That's just dirty. You just tell the dude you want him out. Let's be honest here anyway. Having a roommate isn't something adults do anyway, right? Stop acting like you're 18 years old and sharing a house with humpteen different people. Grow up and live by your damn self. You need a good ass kicking. Lon, not Lonnie. My parents stopped at Lon. Weird, but whatever.
Oh, no, you're not a Lonnie, so you didn't short it yourself.
You're just Lon. Like Chaney. Lon Chaney. That's the only other Lon I know.
And he that might be the only one.
He was Wolfman, right?
Mower. It was Lon Mower.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Ranger. Lon Ranger.
Jockey.
Lon Jockey. You just made me say it out loud.
Yo, I don't know.
My God.
Oh, Lon Chaney's first name is Leonidas, so it wasn't short for Lonnie.
Leonidas.
Leonidas.
DiCaprio. This is the only other one I know. Not many Leonidases out there.
Lon.
Why would you want a female roommate? I don't understand.
I mean, to his point, other than like financial whatever's, like not having any roommates would be nice.
Why would you want a male roommate?
Well, okay, because, well, if you got a female roommate, she might bring around a guy you don't like.
Oh.
It might be a sticky situation. At least the other way around, you know. You could be like, hey, if you got a male roommate, like tell this chick to like she can't come over. She's nuts. She's Fisco. Get her out of here.
Yeah, but that's... Ugh.
Either way you look at it, it's all bad. I don't want roommates.
I'm too territorial. Like, even going to the beach with my friends, when we'd go to the grocery store, I'd get pissed that, like, we didn't just throw in together and split it three or four ways. It was like, buy what you want, and, you know... And then I almost used a very blatant bad word. These... Mother fathers are sitting there like eating my bacon.
I know. That's what's
going
to happen.
Lunch meats and stuff. And I was like, listen.
Pissed you off?
Yeah.
They forget about it.
They didn't buy theirs. They eat mine. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Give me my boudig meat back.
Don't roll your eyes. You've never lived with roommates that started eating your food and it pissed you off?
All the time.
I know. I hate it.
But, you know, if you go somewhere on vacation... You just buy enough for everybody.
I need to go on vacation.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, we've been going with the wrong people.
I'm telling you.
She's going to front it all.
She's working 14 jobs. She buys everybody everything.
Well, I mean, when you have a bunch of people and you're entertaining, if you're the host, you buy.
Yeah, that's different. That's certainly.
So, you're not the host, it doesn't matter. That's my.
But I agree. Like, you get like a certain age, the roommate situation is.
It's just,
probably too old for her, right?
I mean for me, for a lot of people, they enjoy that always have somebody around kind of thing.
Yeah, and then if you have roommates, and that, I remember my roommates were, I would want to go to sleep, but they decided to have either an argument or something else, and it was terrible.
I don't like, if you have a roommate, say it's your house, mm-hmm. or it's in your name, like, that's the room I can't go in now because it's yours, though I'm responsible for it. So I don't know what you got going on in there. Some people talked about, somebody called in and talked about putting a padlock. Oh, yeah. It was an FOF call.
Yeah.
Padlocking their, like, what?
They have to padlock it because they don't want anybody to come in and steal their medicine. This time. Which I don't know if they're using medicine loosely for drugs, but.
Boy, my roommate was terrible. She was really messy and left her.
In the bathroom or?
Everywhere. I mean, in the bathroom, she left her dirty panties on the floor, crotch up.
You still got them?
You saved them?
No.
Save them. And you just made it worse by saying how she left them.
And no, this is such a good story.
In the bathroom, it makes it so like she soiled them.
In the bath, she didn't flush the toilet half the time, and then
no
like,
way,
she
it was had, her mark.
She had like a ring.
Roommate didn't flush.
A ring around the bathtub because she used a lot of self tanning stuff. I didn't use that bathroom, and I had people over, and my friend from college, he's like, God, you need to clean your bathroom. And, you know, I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, that's not my bathroom. That's my roommate's bathroom.
He's what's like, she talking about? She left him crotch up.
Thank God, because you left some streaked underwear on the floor.
Women do that too?
No, I refuse to believe it. It don't happen.
Whoa.
You're talking about
thongs,
too.
That's why they do all the laundry so they can hide their streak marks.
It did. And I was just so embarrassed.
If you wear a thong all day, I imagine you have streak marks, but regular panties?
Or you like Indian war paint?
Kids. And then he goes to my other friend. He goes, wait, before she says anything, I want you to come look at this. And so he showed him the bathroom. And I was like, that is not my bathroom.
That is.
My roommate.
I feel like you just cast your bathroom off on a fake roommate.
That's true. Those are your underwear.
Not my underwear. I swear to God.
If women do
it
that,
was so embarrassing.
Why would they wear the boy shorts or the granny panties? If that gives you more canvas to work with, if you know what I'm saying. Wouldn't you want to wear thongs so nobody would know what was going on?
I think, but if you have a, and I've never worn thongs, but I think that just one pair at a time. But if you do, like, if you. Like,
what do you say?
Keep everybody happy. What I'm about to say, I think it's like you're splitting it in half.
Yeah, these were.
Yes, yeah, he's like it's not. And did they say it's comfortable though? Like, how could it be?
Sometimes.
Are you wearing it right now?
What am I wearing right now?
So you don't even know.
Booty shorts. I'm wearing booty shorts right now.
If you walked around with your finger up your nose all day. That wouldn't be comfortable.
She's wearing duty shorts.
Those were not my panties, okay?
Like, I'll tell you, what you were saying threw me back to when I was a kid. We went to some older lady that was a shut-in's house for, like, visitation church stuff.
No, she stunk, didn't she?
I went to the bathroom. I had to use the bathroom. God, I remember exactly where she lived. But I went to the bathroom, and I just had to, you know, go number one. And I'm looking for a towel, and I see a towel, and I start wiping. I was like, this towel feels weird. And I looked, and it was her pantyhose.
Oh!
Hanging on the shower rod.
You dummy.
Oh.
As much as you shot for legs back in Bilo back in the day.
God bless, man. It was the freaking, it was like, I'm sitting there like, ugh.
They got runs in them? They would have if you put them on.
You throw them away if they have runs in them. You wouldn't want.
Well, I took them and put them over my face and robbed her.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are those my pantyhose on a man?
My panties.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break. We come back.
I don't want to because that was great.
That was fun. We come back. We're going to... Oh, Donald from Donald's emailed. It's been a while since we heard from him. Plus, we have... let me say this. Penny Davenport, I'll respond to your email directly. It's kind of something to do with me, isn't it? You know?
She ain't nothing but a French mama. Hood rat.
It's talking about diabetes and stuff. But also...
Does she have it?
Now you're gonna make me read the whole thing. My dad is now taking metformin for diabetes. His sugar is still jumping up some. We're celebrating his birthday before he starts chemo and radiation this week.
Oh, God bless.
I wouldn't take that medication, but whatever.
You know what? I've talked to my doctor. He said those rumors were started by the other maker of diabetes medicine.
It's like okay.
The one that doesn't pay him, probably.
Well, that sucks, Frenchie Mama.
I know. I hope he gets better. I hope he does, Frenchie Mama. Hoop that Frenchie Mama. All right, we're going to take a break. Paige is in a dancing mood today.
I am. Hey,
she's just, what is that thing?
She's
it's like
she's
the white like, people dance where you're patting the air down with both
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, like you're like, whatever, the opposite of raising the roof.
You're not raising the roof, you're keeping it down.
She's like shaking it from side to side, though.
Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry.
We will take a break. We'll come back, and I will read the email from Don, from Donald, from Donald's, and also who has problems with DSLs, and it has nothing to do with internet connection or your lips. All right. Good morning, everyone.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Let's read the one that I promised you.
Donald, thank
Donald.
You.
You're welcome. Rise Guys, I got a young man we work with who drops tons of money on his girlfriend to get damn fillers. Oh, I was wrong. And DSLs. I thought it was an internet reference. But apparently he was talking about the prior. Whatever you want to call them, and other stuff done to her face.
Oh, okay.
He's a good kid, but she's running him ragged, man. It feels like he's got to keep her up, and she has a job, but that's the thing. Her money and his money go straight to her face. And get this, she's 24 damn years old. Damn, that's funny.
Damn.
Why does she need all that? He said he spends $1,000 a month on her treatments, even said he's digging into his savings to fund her face. You can't tell this dude anything because he's young and he don't listen. I guess he's going to learn the hard way, but I know he listens to this show, so I hope he hears this. Hey, Cole, quit wasting your money on your girl's face. You're going to regret it when you're broke and she meets another dude. Donald from Donald's.
Oh, Cole.
What is she? Because Botox you get every 6 months, I think.
Quit buying them DSLs.
I've never had Botox.
I think. I don't know.
Get the semaglutide injections, which is the main ingredient in Ozempic and all the weight loss drugs. I don't know how often you get it or how much it costs. I know it's expensive.
So,
but $1,000 a month?
I saw an ad the other day. It was for, it wasn't Ozempic or Mounjaro, the other one.
Wegovy? Like, is that the other one?
Yeah.
$60. Yes. Like the
well, he was
stuff.
Saying if you don't have insurance, this would cost $1,500 a month. And I'm like,
some people pay it.
God.
Now, of course, the Mount Jaro stock went up a little bit when Elon bought all of it. That's how he said he was losing weight, was the Mount Jaro.
I've never seen him fat.
He's got an odd body, man. He's got like a weird shape to him.
Yeah, oh, but isn't
odd. I thought you said hot.
Doesn't it mess up your body that if once you get off of it, you'd have to take it for life because you'd be obese?
Yes. It's the same thing that goes with the gender change stuff. Like, yeah, be free. Be who you want to be. But you have to keep taking those medications or...
Dude,
I mean, you got to keep it for life.
I saw somebody catch hell on Facebook because they said, I'm down 40 pounds. It took 4 months, but, you know, here's how I did it. No medications.
4 months.
Yeah, and then people are like, you know, some people need help.
That's about...
They can't lose weight.
That's like, even fast for 4 months.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, 40 pounds. But that's they were real strict on, like, a lot of water, a lot of caloric restrictions. But, you know, there was just, like, hateful comments about... They said, hey, I didn't use a drug. I did it straight up.
You can if you just limit yourself below 800 calories a day or, you know, and drink water.
I'm going to get my doctor to write a note that says, for anytime anybody asks me if I'm taking any of that stuff, I just want to say, here's a note from my doctor says he doesn't believe in those, just to let you know.
People want a trick. Like, I don't.
But I get it. It's like a guy who goes into the gym and busts his ass every day without any, you know, roids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
D-ball.
Yeah. Anabol.
Anabol, clenbuterol.
Clenbuterol.
Strength Systems USA.
All the other
You know.
Carboxyls.
I get that, but like it's aggravating. And then, of course, I'm diabetic too, so they're like, well, it can help your diabetes.
Like, that's what it was for, and you can't get it for diabetes now for your A1C.
I know. I saw, dude, I'm diabetic. Do I get that? No, I don't.
It's like Big John in NC on X. He was like, look, I can't get this stuff to help my diabetes because you got a bunch of people walking around wanting to, you know, lose weight.
Yeah. I do it, you know, and it'll cause dickheads to do it more. I get very irritated when people ask me that, because I have literally busted my balls and
That's
ass
hard.
And everything to like do this. Like, I have Fat Boy laughs at me, but I have some days I only eat vegetables. I drink one caffeine drink a day now,
which
Seriously.
Is good.
Yeah, dude.
I wish I can say that. I drink a lot of caffeine during
If I had a regular like job where I'd like worked, you know, didn't start quite so early, I wouldn't even have that one. That's just the pep to get me going.
You can't process all that caffeine at a certain age. I have caffeine free. I drink too much diet soda.
Yeah.
But it is caffeine free.
Well, sodas, I'm trying to get off diet sodas.
I've not drank
for you.
Cherry Coke Zero in over a year.
If you can kick certain things, man, you really do feel better just making small changes.
I just like coffee in the morning. It makes me feel good.
Yeah, just don't.
The enemas.
Coffee enemas?
No. Coffee colonics.
No.
Yeah, get you going.
I've
never had a colonic.
Really?
God, you love it.
No.
Punishment.
You know what the other punishment is? Insurance might not cover it. So it's a two-fold punishment. You'd be paying out of pocket for your own colonic. They don't tell you that until the hose is already hooked up and ready to go.
You know what I was noticing? So answer me this if you know, or anyone that's in the medical industry know. I found out, pulling out some paperwork and stuff that I was going to need for my taxes. And I was looking at my hospital bills from where I had the hip replacement done. And without insurance, it would have been $66,000.
You just wouldn't have gotten it.
No. But... I noticed on the bills that because I did have insurance, they gave a better discount to the insurance company. Like, I forget what, like, maybe they shaved off like $8,000 or $10,000. Yeah. So because I had insurance, it was, so why would they not just, if I had to have paid that, why wouldn't they give me the $6,000 or $8,000 break?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's like, well, he has insurance, so we'll give him a lower rate. Like,
they want to make sure it goes back and forth between. I'm surprised they didn't upsell you on the second hip, to be honest
with you. Yeah, well, very honest people, because I did ask that. It's like, am I going to end up having to do the other one? They're like, no, the other one, you had plenty of cartilage. The other one, you had none. None.
That makes it sound like you kind of staggered to one way.
I did. Oh, okay. Dude, I have a video. I saw somebody actually pointed out to me a video of me when we were at the spare time, spare change?
Yeah.
Whatever. The cool bowling place. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking around doing like a selfie video as I'm talking, and you can see this back and forth walk.
You got that lean?
Yeah, man. Lord really like blessed me of giving me a doctor who said, yeah, you need to get that done. All right. We read Moose Knuckles.
You literally got a minute.
Okay, 1 minute, I can do this. You ready? Here we go, and we will go with this one. Hey, Rise Guys, I listen to you every morning because you always speak honestly. Last week, Fatboy mentioned that he had eaten a huge amount of fast food, and I can relate to that. My coworkers say that I have starch madness.
What? Well...
Because I feel the same way. Fatboy shared that he had many hamburgers last week. M-A-N-Y. And I usually gain around 10 pounds around this time every year. Thanks for sharing, Fatboy. P1 Atticus. Do men actually like lingerie? I feel sexy in it, but it tends to come off within just a few minutes. Am I wearing it for myself or men appreciate? Do men appreciate it? P1 Gypsy.
I don't.
Maybe it's a husband and wife team emailed together.
Yeah, I don't really like it. Really care for it.
Lingerie?
I'll look at it.
What about your wife, though?
That's what I was going to say. Like, I don't like...
Crotchless panties would be annoying.
Yeah.
Like, you take them off and go, oh, why did I take these off? I don't have to.
It's just pointless. I like looking at somebody I won't get to see naked wear it because that's all you'll get to see. Like, you know, when chicks do the boudoir or whatever. Like, I like looking at those.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't prefer, like... on my wife in a like personal situation.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you a little hint about. I'm not gonna say it. Never mind.
That's my bit. You
can do that. She drops it in.
Come on, starch madness. Starch madness. Hey, why is that not on a T-shirt? My lord. Starch madness. That's brilliant.
The crotchless panties is what you wear going out, and it's a sexy little thing that your husband knows that you're wearing crotchless panties.
He's gonna tell everybody.
Well, why have panties on at all? Like crotchless, like that you're leaving the gooch out. Like they ain't no.
It is.
What the rest of it's just for your hips.
You. Arnold's bully.
Never mind.
No, not that gooch. All right. Well.
Leaving the gooch out.
Starch madness running wild. Crotch madness is next month.
Oh, I'm sure. That's good. That's better.
I'm sorry that one.
He ate many hamburgers last week. Sounds like he'll pay you for them on Tuesday.
Guess what? I might do it again this week.
Well, you know what? We're out of time.
Damn really it. Are.
We have to take a break, but Paige will tell you what she is working on in the Plex.
Oh, yeah. We got so much going on today, and we were going to get to the White House egg roll, so we will talk about the whole egg roll thing. There's a little controversy.
I don't like egg rolls.
I know. I was surprised
that
Trump doesn't want to change the name. You know, it sounds like...
He don't seem like a Chinese food type of guy. Like, I don't...
It seems like he would also eat many hamburgers.
I know. I feel like his food tastes
limited.
Do you
think he has starch madness? He and Jack Daddy Vance? Who knows?
Yeah,
he had it in college for sure.
Oh,
all right. Headlines with Paige next. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.